Chiki Roa Puno. Ako po ang magiging moderator nyo sa session na ito. Kakatapos lang po natin ng session with Jim Paredes and Bobby Tsuntay talking about how husbands cope. Itong susunod na speaker natin, siguro may tutup ako, meron sigurong iba sa ating mga attendees. Ayaw makinig dito kasi hopeful sila eh, di ba? Kasi we will survive this. Ayaw ko makinig tungkol sa loss. Pero, yung sa akin, kahit hindi lang dun sa kaso ng cancer survivor, lahat tayo yata kailangan makinig kay Kathy tungkol dito. Dahil, yes, ito po ay isang inevitable. Mangyayari, mangyayari. At maswerte tayo, meron mga taong maraming matuturo sa atin para pagka nangyari na sa atin, eh handa tayo. Ito pong ipapakilala natin ako sa inyo ngayon. Siya po ay childhood friend. Kaklase po ng kapatid ko, so matagal ko na siyang kilala. And siguro kilala din yung mother niya, si the great Caridad Sanchez, yung artista. Pero siya po ay nandito ngayon bilang, hindi lang bilang columnist ng Philippine Daily Inquirer, at author ng Heaven's Butterfly and Between Loss and Forever. Siya po ay isang lecturer sa Ateneo at isa siyang grief educator at saka counselor. Sa papabayaan ko na po siya magkwento ng kanyang experience, pero ginagarantya ko sa inyo ngayon na maswerte kayo at nandito ngayon, marami kayong matututunan at hindi nyo parang this is time well spent. At mamaya po, bibigyan namin kayo ng pagkakataon magtanong din at mag-reflect at mag-share pagkatapos natin makinig sa kanya. Let's give a big hand and welcome Ms. Kathy Bawa Gubaya.
Hi. Thank you, Chiki. Okay, good afternoon. I'll just take a survey, no? Kinsa may taga Davao? Oh, majority. Okay. From Manila? Visayas? Okay. Iloilo? Okay. So, mayong hapon sa mga taga Davao. Tama ba? Tama, di ba? Mayong hapon, no? When they invited me here to speak, when I heard na Davao, I said yes right away. Kasi part of me is from Davao, no? My father's side is from here. My aunt, in fact, is seated up here front. So, syempre sabi ko, yes, kagad. Okay. Number two, malapit sa puso ko ang Silver Linings. Present ako dun sa first na Silver Linings. Absent lang ako dun sa Cebu. So, I'm very happy to be here, no? This is a subject that's very, very close to my heart. I don't know if you know my story. Why do I do grief education? And why do I do grief counseling? Marami na po akong karanasan ng grief sa buhay ko. Everyone here has lost, can I see a show of hands? You have lost a loved one? Okay. Children? Spouse? Okay. Basta lahat tayo, no? I guess in the recent past, kaya tayo nandito ngayong hapon, is you want to hear about grief. My experience is I lost my father when I was 16, very young. He was only 49. He died from a heart attack. But my more recent loss is my son died in 1998. My son was 4 years old, heart-related rin, no? He was born with a congenital heart defect, so we had to have him operated, and he passed away in 1998, so 13 years na po. So after he passed away, I went back to school and I studied all about grief, no? I took my master's, I finished my master's. I've been doing grief education and advocacy for the last 13 years. So ang pag-uusapan natin ngayong hapon, is very basic. Ano ba yung grief, no? This is the first module actually that I teach in my class sa Ateneo. I teach every first semester. I teach a class on grief. So I will just go through it very quickly. Tapos gusto ko siguro mas maganda mag open forum tayo, no? Because I'm sure you have a lot of questions. Okay. So ano ba yung grief? By the way, I took all the pictures. So that's my parang part of my therapy for myself, no? Okay. Okay, grief is an emotional response. So lahat ng mga emotion na kasama ng grief, it is a series of stages and phases. Sabi nila, grief is also an illness. Well, I'll explain later why. Grief is a series of tasks that we go through. It is an active process of coping directed at remaking reality. Now, let me explain very quickly. Ang grief po, hindi yung magmumukwak lang tayo sa isang tabi. Although, kaparte na rin yun, ano, yung parang you just wanna be by yourself. But in order for you to be able to move on better, you have to do certain steps and take certain steps para matulungan po ninyo ang inyong sarili. And of course, sa ating mga Pilipino, grief is a spiritual journey. Well, not just among Filipinos, but also in other cultures, no? But the spiritual journey is very much a part of the Filipino grief experience. And it is a uniquely personal experience. So yung karanasan ng isa, ibang-iba, no? Even if I lost a child, there are other people in the room who have lost their own children. Ang common lang po sa atin is we lost children, but yung grief po ninyo will be very different from mine. No? It depends on many things. So, why is grief an emotional response? Kasi ang daming feelings, di ba? What are some of the feelings na nararamdaman natin pag nag-grieve tayo? You can just shout it out.
Anger.
Ano pa po? Ano pa yung mga nararamdaman ninyo pag nag-grieve kayo? Regret? Anger?
Fearful,
right? There are physical sensations that we experience when we are grieving. Nandyan yung parang masakit ang dibdib, masakit ang ulo, minsan masakit ang tiyan, mabigat ang pakiramdam. All of those physical symptoms can be manifestations of your grieving, of your grief experience. Cognitions, yung parang nagkakaproblema tayo sa remembering things, doing things right. Behavior, nag-iiba ang mga kinikilos natin, di ba, when we are grieving. We become more spiritual or we become more philosophical when we are in grief. Our interpersonal relationships are affected when we are grieving. Okay. Sabi nila, there are four stages of grief, no? There's the Kubler-Ross model, yung sinasabi nilang denial, anger, bargaining, acceptance. That is the classic staging of grief. Pero yung kay Kubler-Ross po, that is more applicable for people who are at the end of life. Hindi po siya masyado ng ginagamit ngayon sa mga people who have lost a loved one, no? Okay. We're in grief. Tapos, kung meron kayong mga dati pang grief or mga dating losses na hindi nyo masyadong naproseso, pwedeng bumalik yon when you have another experience of loss, and sometimes it can come back na stronger. Like, let's say for example, namatayan kayo ng, let's say, asawa, no? 10 years earlier. Pagkatapos, sunod naman, namatay yung anak ninyo. Kung meron pa kayong parang hindi nare-resolve o hindi naaayos dun sa una ninyong loss, minsan babalik yun na parang mas matindi pa. Ang grief daw po, alam niyo kung ano yung onion, no? Sibuyas, right? Ang grief has many layers. Di ba pag nag-chop tayo ng onion, anong nangyayari? Iyak kayo, di ba? Ang onion, ganyan, maraming layers. Then minsan akala mo tapos ka ng ano, tapos ka ng magdalamhati. Pagod ka na ng kakaiyak. Tapos mamaya, hindi pa pala, meron na naman pala another one. 6 months, ah, okay na siguro ako. Pero 1 year later, parang, oh, ang lakas na naman ng grief mo. 2 years ka na, 5 years ka na, pwedeng nag-grieve ka pa rin. So remember that grief has many layers, like an onion. Meron silang tinatawag na exaggerated grief, no? Yung parang extreme na masyado. Yung sinasabi naman nilang mass grief, this is very common among widows or widowers. Pag sinabi natin mass grief, ayaw mong ipakita na nag-grieve ka kasi merong mga nakadepende sa yung ibang tao. So parang iba yung pinapakita mo sa talagang nararamdaman mo sa loob mo. Chronic grief yung matagal na, usually ito, chronic grief is seen among those na yung pag nasa ano pa kayo, you're going through, let's say, your treatment for your cancer, parang mahabang-mahaba siyang grief na walang katapusan kasi hindi mo pa alam kung gagaling ba ito, hindi ba siya gagaling, gano'ng kahaba ba itong pagdadaanan namin. So that's why it's called chronic grief. Yung delayed grief, similar siya sa mass grief. Pwedeng ipopostpone mo. Ipopostpone mo ang grief mo. Sabihin mo, ay, hindi muna ako mag-grieve ngayon. Next month na, ganyan. Kasi may mga kailangan akong tapusin, ganon. Hindi po natin pwedeng hindi kino-confront yung grief. In fact, the more na i-delay ninyo yon, parang pagdating ng panahon, mas malakas pa ang impact nun sa inyo. Kaya mas okay na na kung kaya nyo na siyang harapin, harapin nyo na siya. Okay, meron tayong term na ginagamit, yung grief work. Kasi may mga tasks, no? May mga steps tayong supposed to be kino-complete. Okay? Ito yung favorite ko. Si William Worden, meron siyang sinasabing 4 tasks of grief. So, madaling tandaan, A-W-A-R, AWAR, diba? What does A-W-A-R mean? First of all, you really need to accept your loss. Hindi po tayo makaka-move on kung hindi po natin tanggap na merong loss na nangyari. Secondly, yung tinatawag na work through. Kailangan po damahin talaga natin lahat ng feelings na dumadating. Kung gusto niyo umiyak, iiyak po ninyo yon. That's fine. Gusto ninyong magalit, magalit po kayo. Every feeling is valid at kailangan talagang pinagdadaanan. Third step is adjust. Okay, so adjust tayo dun sa buhay na wala na yung minamahal natin. Meron tayong tinatawag na term na new normal, bagong normal. Nagiging problema po ang grief pagka lagi natin iniisip na, ay, gusto ko bumalik ang buhay ko sa dati. I want my life to go back to my normal life, to what it was before. Hindi na po kasi tayo pwedeng bumalik dun sa dati. So, kailangan po nating mag-build ng new normal, ng bagong normal, na wala na po yung taong minamahal natin. That is a critical task that you need to complete in the grief process. Okay? Last po, yung tinatawag nating reinvest. Pag medyo marami ng panahon ang dumaan, pwede siguro tayong gumawa ng mga bagong bagay-bagay, things that maybe you did not used to do when your loved one was still alive. Pwede kayong, kunyari meron kayong gustong pag-aralan na hindi ninyo magawa ng araw, you can do that. Or meron kayong gustong puntahan na hindi nyo magawa noon dahil you were preoccupied. This now is the time to do it, no? Reinvest in new experiences, in new activities. Okay. Huwag na ito kasi masyadong academic. Okay. Yung sinasabi nilang time heals all wounds. I'm sure narinig nyo na lahat yun, no? Time heals all wounds. Totoo po ba yun? Sige, is it true? Raise your hand. Yes. Parang ano, hindi kayo kumbinsido, no? Some wounds. Okay, some wounds. There is something wrong with this statement, no? It's not completely true. Because if you say, time heals all wounds, para siyang static. Wala kayong ginagawa, di ba? Ina-expect nyo lang na paglipas ng panahon, okay na kayo. Nagiging tama siya when you say, it is what you do with the time that heals the wound. Kaya po sinasabi natin, active process. You also have to do your part. Hindi pwedeng sasabihin mo, basta wala akong gagawin. After 1 year, okay na ako. Or after 2 years, okay na ako. Hindi po, kailangan din po tulungan natin ang sarili natin. So, it is what you do with the time that heals the wound. Ngayon, next point. Meron bang timetable ang grief?
Wala.
Wala, di ba? But not everybody knows that. Kasi especially lalo sa mga, kung hindi ka pa nakaka-experience kasi ng loss, hindi mo maiintindihan na walang timetable ang grief. That is, it is unique for every person. Kasi di ba lalo sa mga Pilipino, yung pag hindi ka pa nakaka-experience ng loss, oh, 1 year na, dapat babanluksa ka na, di ba? Bakit pang lungkot-lungkot mo, ganun. Parang ang tagal mo naman maka-move on, di ba? Madalas tayong makarinig ng ganyan, or it's been 2 years, dapat, ano na, okay ka na, ganun. Hindi po yun, totoo. There is no timetable for the grief process. Siguro po, ang kailangan lang natin tandaan is that ang importante, especially like if you're a parent, tapos meron tayong mga ibang anak na nagde-depend sa atin, or family members na nagde-depend sa atin, basta hindi nyo sila hina-harm, basta hindi nyo naman napapabayaan yung responsibilities nyo sa kanila in the long term, then you know, you can grieve at your own pace. And more importantly is that hindi nyo naman po sinasaktan yung sarili nyo, no? Kasi sometimes grief when it is not processed well can be destructive talaga, yung kumakain ka masyado, or wala ka ng ibang ginagawa, or some people go into alcohol, or some people take drugs. Hindi po yun healthy way of grieving. Okay. Grief is a spiritual journey, no? Meron po akong librong lalabas next month. Ang title po niya, Between Loss and Forever. Pinag-aralan ko po yung kwento ng mga ina, 20 mothers na who lost their children, no? Iba-ibang age, ended naman ang ating family system. Number 2 was the support of friends. Kaya importante po yung meron tayong mga support group. Kung hindi man sa kaibigan, pwedeng sa church or sa office where you can find support, please go and seek it. Kasi minsan ang nangyayari, the family, because lahat kayo nag-grieve, sometimes it is not the best place to seek support. Kasi kumbaga parang lahat kayo nakabaluktot, di ba? So paano ninyo matutulungan ang isa't isa, especially in the early months. And the third important point na nakita ko dun sa study na yon is the faith factor. Malaking factor talaga yun, especially among Filipinos. Parang mas maganda yung recovery pagka meron po tayong faith life. Pagka malakas yung hingi natin ng tulong sa Panginoon. Okay. Si C.S. Lewis, yon, maganda pong libro itong basahin, yung A Grief Observed. Kasi si C.S. Lewis, namatay po yung kanyang wife, no? So, sinulat po niya itong librong ito, A Grief Observed. Kinwento niya yung kung ano yung mga pinagdaanan niya habang nag-grieve siya. So, it's a very, very comforting book. And the Psalms are very, a huge source of comfort. This one is my one of my favorites, Psalm 105, verse 4. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Kasi kadalasan, pag nasa grief process tayo, para talagang hinanghina ka, hindi mo talaga kaya, lalo kung malapit at mahal mo talaga yung nawala sa'yo. So, where do you seek help, diba? Then you seek help from the Lord. Grief, like I said, is very unique, no? Hindi tayo pwede mag-compare-compare ng grief natin. Eh, bakit ako ganito, siya, ganon? Opo, ganon, kasi we all grieve at our own pace, okay? Kasi maraming nawala, di ba? When our loved one dies, we have dreams, we have hopes for the future with that person that can no longer take place. So yun, we take into account na miski ho dun sa libro, yung 20 mothers, iba-iba sila. May iba, talagang parang ang tagal nilang nag-grieve. May iba, mabilis lang. Depende din mo kasi sa relasyon ninyo dun sa taong nawala sa inyo. So, in closing, hindi po talaga madaling mamatayan tayo ng minamahal natin. So, I'll quote Peter Maris, who's a psychologist. To lose someone you love is not like losing your car keys. It's like the laws of gravity have been repealed. We need to reclaim the laws of gravity to survive. And that is the work of grief. So, alam niyo yung gravity, di ba? It's what, you know, keeps us all grounded. Pag namatayan tayo ng minamahal natin, talagang umiikot yung mundo natin. So, how to get back the balance is what grief work requires. Okay, so, yeah, I'm doing good time, I think. Okay, so may questions po tayo. Mas gusto ko kung we'll have an open forum, Chiki.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy, for that quick presentation. That is to get you thinking, dahil nga mas gusto na ni Kathy na sa inyo rin magagaling mga tanong at saka yung mga comments. For those who just came in, welcome. Sana nakita niyo yung umpisa ng talk ni Kathy. Ito nga pinag-uusapan, how to deal with loss. And sabi ko nga, brave kayo kasi karamihan gusto natin survivor stories. Pero okay din na talagang makinig tayo sa stories of loss kasi lahat tayo kailangan natin harapin yan, di ba? Tanong natin yung mga kanina pa nandito, let's ask it. Ikaw, takot ka na lang. Hindi, sa lahat na sinabi ni Kathy, ano yung tumatak sa'yo?
Yung nababasa ko doon, yung mask grief, kasi nandun ako ng phone.
Mask.
Yung mask grief. Masama, lahat ng sinabi mo, Kathy, yung mask grief, yung delayed grief, lahat ba yun, sinasabi mo, masama, hindi dapat, or description lang siya ng grief?
Description lang siya, oo, no, ng mga different ways of grieving natin. But as much as possible nga, yung mask, kasi di ba pag naka-mask tayo, nakatakip, di ba? Hindi talaga natin pinapakita. So, you must get to that point na yung tanggalin natin yung mask, tapos ipakita natin kung ano talaga yung nararamdaman natin. Hindi nyo naman kailangan tanggalin in public. Pwedeng in private, ganyan. Na nasa bahay kayo na kayo mismo, you start to confront it. Oh, because I know it's difficult to remove your mask kasi syempre, 'di ba? Ayaw natin talaga ipakita 'yon. So, it's a good start to do it at home by yourself. And then pag brave ka na, paglabas mo sa mundo, wala ka ng mask, 'di ba?
Pero mukhang palangiti ka naman talaga eh, 'di ba?
parang smiling face ka na.
'Yun lang kasi ang nakikita mo, pero sa kalooban ko,
yes. It's all right.
Yeah. Sa kalooban ko talaga mas.
Yeah.
Ito yung godmother ko kasi last year pa lang wala yung anak ko na kaisang anak ko lang. Kasabay pa yung mama ko. Sabay sila nalunod tapos yes. Mag 1 year pa ngayong November 27, kaya nga sabi ko, abadon ako sa mass grief. Kasi pag nakita ko ng mga kasama ko sa trabaho, tapos yung kamag-anak ko, yung pamilya ko, sabihin, ay, kukoy, okay ka lang kasi nakasmile ka. Sinik nila alam. Sabi ko nga sa sarili ko sa kasawa ko, Papa, alam mo, alam nila. Yung pagtingin talaga nila sa akin, strong talaga ako. Sabi nga ng asawa ko, sige, patunayan mo na lang talaga, Mama, na strong ka. Kasi yung mga kapatid namin, yung mga kapatid, kasi lahat kami babae, yung lalaki lang sa bahay namin, yung pamangkin ko at sa kasawa ko. Tapos nung nangyari yung nawala yung anak at mama ko, lahat kami ma-pride. Gusto naming umiyak, tapos pag nakatingin kami sa kapatid ko, ay parang iiyak ito. Ay, magtatago na lang kami. Tapos iba't ibang kwarto sa bahay namin, doon kami nagtatago. Tapos pag nagkikita kami sa sala, sabihin na namumugto ang mata niya, ay, nag-release ka pala ng sakit ng loob mo. Yun pala.
Yes, yes. Yes. Okay po yun. Pwede din kayong ano, umiyak
tapos,
kayong sabay-sabay.
Ano kasi tapos kasi yung asawa ko kasi, ma'am, yung asawa ko, mas mahina talaga ang loob nun.
No, kasi nung nangyari yun siya, yung pagulong-gulong doon kasi sa dagat, yung nakita ko kanina ang dagat, sabi ko, andyan na naman. Oh, kasi hanggang dito lang kasi yung nalunura nila. Oo, kasi yung anak ko, ano talaga yun sa tubig, tapos yung mama ko parang na-stroke. Kasi nga, ako pa yung bumuhat ng anak ko, yung asawa ko sa mama ko, last November 27. Kaya nga, minsan sabi ng doktor pagdating namin sa ospital, Ma'am, paano mo yan natanggap? Kasi sabi ko, Dok, ano naman, Dok, confirm mo na, Dok.